organization to have Ring of Honor and to have, you know, those three players. I mean, obviously, it just means that's something you've seen for a long time when you were in Dallas, but now creating one here. Just your thoughts on that.
I think it's fantastic. We travel and to all these NFL stadiums, and you just see various teams that have that, and it's a way of really honoring some exceptional players. And I think, you know, I think it's something that's special and not necessarily something that every year, you know, it may be. I don't know when the next one is, but I think it's a very small group. And the three that are in the first class are all three slam dunks, well earned. And man, two in the Hall of Fame, the other Archie Manning. I think it's fantastic. I think it's great for the fans. It's great for the, you know, certainly an honor for those recipients. And it's great to see it happen. Something like that, I think it's pretty special.
You do a good job starting a team with those three, quarterback and pass rusher.
Be a good start. Be a good start. Be expensive.
if you did activate Domo, could it be done on Saturday or Sunday before the game, or when would be the tournament?
Well, I mean, no different than any other player. It's today, tomorrow, or you begin the next week. It can happen next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It could happen anytime prior to that last Monday. So pretty much normal protocol.
Right, I just wondering if you had a preference for doing something, making that kind of move. I know it's pretty new, and figure out how many days in advance, if any, you want.
Well, it's not just as simple as making it. It means the player comes off the roster, too.
Hey, Sean, I'm going to help going up against a defense like Rob Ryan's defense when you're preparing for Rex Ryan, because they have similar philosophies.
Yeah, I think there are some similarities. I think there's some similarities to what we saw last week, being that you know, Coach Pettine was with Rex in New York, and yet Rex, there's a lot of nuances, a lot of things that are different. You know, each week, the challenge for us oftentimes is, you know, how they treat certain personnel groupings. You know, sometimes, you know, we'll see a team play base versus two tight ends, two receivers, and then, you know, we might get nickel. So we've just got to be flexible and understand that a lot of times, you know, we'll get some different looks than maybe we saw on tape because of a guy like Jimmy Graham or because of the receivers. It's just something that varies week to week. But, you know, great defenses have kind of followed Rex wherever he's been. And, you know, you go back to when he was at Baltimore, and then, of course, we played him in 09, I think his first year at the Jets when they went to the AFC Championship game. They're very physical up front, and they get to the ball. They create a lot of problems for your protections. They do a very good job of moving around and creating indecision, and then couple that with being on the road and crowd noise. Those are challenges that we've got to be able to handle.
Sean, is it unusual to have a family tree like the one if it's successful?
I think the unique thing, and I think certainly Buddy's success is well known, and I told you this, you know, I grew up watching the Bears and watching his defense, and I think the thing that's unique is twin brothers. And both are exceptional coaches and very competitive.
Sean, do you like the banter between back and forth between them two, between Rex and Rob?
It's been pretty limited this week. But, yeah, I mean, just knowing how they get along and their relationship, they're twin brothers, you know. So I know there's a microphone ready and waiting, but I think they've, you know, this week has been pretty calm.